and the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamu alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion. Today, Tuesday, is the 25th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 26th of Urdibehesht 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 16th of May 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. I offer my condolences on the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sadiq's martyrdom. As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, hey gharib madar. As-salamu alayk, ya ibn khayr al-bashar. As-salamu alayk, hey gharib Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq holds a critical role in the development of Islamic knowledge. Records indicate that Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, had over 4,000 students who would learn various subjects from him. This included both religious sciences, such as jurisprudence, exegesis, and hadith as well, other sciences, such as chemistry, medicine, mathematics, and astronomy. Some of these students included Ibn Hayyan, the famous chemist, as well as the figures in Islamic knowledge, such as Abu Hanifa, the leader of the Hanafi school in Islam. He was also praised by Malik ibn Anas, the leader of the Maliki school, as the most knowledgeable and pious scholar in their time. The Shia jurisprudential school takes their name from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. The jurisprudence taught by Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, was that of the Holy Prophet and the Imams preceding him. During the time of As-Sadiq, Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, he was able to spread the knowledge of his forefathers, and hence the school is named after him. While Imam As-Sadiq is widely renowned and famously known for his role in Islamic sciences, he was also an extremely influential spiritual guide. The Lantern of Path is a profound book attributed to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, covering topics such as worship, behavior, the relationship between humans and God, and is revered by many. The Imam is also praised and known for his endless teachings on morality from topics such as good conduct, manners, generosity, and more. Dear brothers and sisters, I express my condolences on the sad occasion of Imam Sadiq's martyrdom. Yes, today is the martyrdom anniversary of one of the Imams in Shia school of thought, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Abu Basir is one of the companions of Al-Imam al-Sadiq. He narrates what happened. He says, I went to visit Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. I went to visit the wife of Al-Imam al-Sadiq after he passed away. Al-Imam al-Sadiq died in the city of Medina. He says, I went to visit his wife. I went to visit his wife to console her, to pay my respect. Al-Akhidh bil-Khatir, paying the aza'. So he says, once I arrived and I saw his wife, Hamida, she was crying because she remembered Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And he says, I started to cry as well. We both wept for losing such a great scholar, an ocean of knowledge, a beacon of guidance. So we started to weep the fact that Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has died. Abu Basir then says, Hamida told me that, oh Abu Basir, only if you were there to see what happened in the final moments before Imam al-Sadiq died. She tells him, لو رأيت أبا عبد الله قبل الموت لرأيت عجبا. You would seriously be amazed at what the Imam did right before he died. So Abu Basir asked, what happened? She told him, The Imam was on his deathbed. He was dying. In those final seconds, he opened his eyes and then he made a request. He said, gather all my relatives, whoever is related to me. And the Imam has many relatives, whether it may be his siblings, whether it may be his nephews and nieces, his cousins, anyone who was a cousin of the Imam, the Alawis, and maybe there were hundreds of them. He asked Hamida to gather all of them. And she says that we gathered all the relatives that we could. The Imam wanted to say one last thing before he died. You can imagine, this is the most important will of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. That he wants to say this and then die. He wants this to be a point and a message and a will that his Shia never forget after him. So Hamida or Hamida, she says that I gathered all the relatives, and then the Imam said this sentence, and then he died after it. What was the sentence of Al-Imam al-Sadiq? Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Inna shafa'atana la tanal mustakhiffan bis-salat." Our shafa'ah, it's only five words. Our shafa'ah, the shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt, will not include the one who takes his salah lightly. Anyone who takes his salah lightly will not receive the shafa'ah intercession of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam after they die.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
He is one of the four imams of the Shia school who are buried in Al-Baqi cemetery in Medina. Jannat Al-Baqi is one of the holiest cemeteries in Islam. It holds the graves of many companions of the Holy Prophet and four imams of the Shia school, namely Imam Hassan Al-Mujtaba, Imam Ali Al-Sajjad, Imam Muhammad Al-Baghir, and Imam Ja'far Al-Sadiq, peace be upon them all. Jannat al-Baqi was once a beautiful cemetery with white tombs and golden pillars, built in the 1840s by the Ottoman Empire out of honor and respect for its sanctity. Unfortunately, since then, it has been demolished. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. I express my condolences to all Shia Muslims, Shia brothers and sisters.
يا أهل بيت النبوة يا أهل بيت النبوة يا أهل بيت النبوة.
Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was martyred on the 25th of Shawwal. Devastatingly, the Imam was martyred by poison on the order of the Caliph Al-Mansur on 25th of Shawwal. The tragic loss of Imam Sadiq is still mourned by millions around the globe. His young son, Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, became the Imam after him and continued to uphold the mission of their forefathers, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Today, the legacy of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq continues to be a vital part of Islam's spiritual, intellectual, and cultural life. He was a man whose influence and importance far exceeds that of most historical figures from any period or culture, still serving as a source of wisdom and inspiration for over 1.5 billion Muslims today.
Sallallahu ala shaykhul a'im ya abna khayran nisa bani ya rozha shaykhul a'im bani ya rozha.
Every single one of us yearns and longs for the shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt. No one can say that I don't need the shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I don't want or I don't need the shafa'ah of Rasulullah or Imam Ali or any one of the Imams. We need their shafa'ah when we die in the grave. When we are lonely in our graves, we want Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to keep us company. We want Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to be there with us, to help us. And then in the barzakh, when we are questioned in our graves, we want Ahlul Bayt to be there with us. On the Day of Judgment, the 50 stages and stations of Qiyamah, we all need the shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to make it to paradise. And even if I do make it to paradise, I still need Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Because paradise has many levels. If I want to elevate in the status of paradise, that's through the shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt. What is the worth of paradise without Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam? Al-Imam al-Sadiq says, if you want our shafa'ah, then do not take your salah, your prayers lightly. The one that takes his salah lightly will be denied this honor. The shafa'ah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Salah is not a priority. One day I pray, one day I don't pray. Salat al-Fajr. Salat al-Fajr, for many of us it's difficult. One day I wake up, one day I don't wake up. Even the rest of the salat, salat al-Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Some people, they delay their salah until it becomes qadha, until the time finishes and it becomes qadha. This is an example of al-istighfafu bis-salah. I take my salah lightly. It's not something important. When salah is on the bottom of my list of priorities, this is the one that takes their salah lightly. You see how when there's a game, I see many people when there's a game on Sunday, you see how we take it so seriously? The game starts at 6 p.m. Do people tune in at 6 p.m.? No. 5:50 they turn on the TV. Versus, look at our salah. It's always in the end. If I had time, after I finish everything, salah is in the bottom of the list. This is when you take something lightly. It's not important. You want to understand how to take something seriously? Look at how we treat watching these games that we love. This is when you take something heavily versus lightly, meaning seriously. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, you want our shafa'ah? Take your salah seriously. This was the last will of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And then he died after that. He spent his life educating his companions about the ahkam of salah. You will find thousands of ahadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam all about salah. If Al-Imam al-Sadiq believed that your salah was important, you and I should also believe that our salah is important. This is a lesson that everyone can learn.
Ya Abu Abdullah, Ya Ja'far ibn Muhammad, أيها الصادق يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا
Okay, that was all of today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Dear listeners, please keep us in your prayers. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and condolences to you all on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Here are some points to ponder, as taught to us by the sixth Imam. Islam could be called naked, thus prudency is its dress, decorum is its adornment, good deed is its personality, and piety is its pillar. Everything should have a basis. The basis of Islam is the adoration of us, the Prophet's progeny. Thank you. Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, and this hadith is about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, his son. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the death and martyrdom of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed and respected listeners and audience on this most solemn and sad day. Many hadiths have been transmitted regarding the virtues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. One of them is the following hadith. Muhammad ibn Muslim, famous companion of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he narrates that I was in the presence of Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir. He was in the presence of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. When his son Ja'far alayhi salam entered, he had a forelock on his head and a stick in his hand with which he was playing with. Imam Baqir alayhi salam took him in his arms and hugged him tightly, then said, "May my parents be your ransom. You are neither distracted, nor do you play." He then addressed me and said, "O Muhammad, this is your Imam after me. So follow him and benefit from his knowledge. By Allah, he is the truthful one, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam described to us. Certainly his followers will be victorious in this world and in the hereafter." And in connection with his noble character, Muhammad ibn Ziyad al-Azudi narrates the following. He says, "I heard Malik ibn Anas, the jurist of Medina, say, I used to go visit Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, and he would place a cushion for me, respect me, and say, 'Malik, I indeed like you. I would be pleased with this comment and would praise Allah for it.'" Malik continued, He was a man always disposed to one of three states. Either he was fasting, or praying, or engaged in Allah's remembrance. He was amongst the greatest worshippers, the greatest of abstemious people who fear Allah. He narrated many prophetic traditions, was sociable and friendly to sit with, and had much for us to benefit from. This is some of the virtues and noble characteristics of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues and the noble characteristics of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 108 and Ayah 109 on pages 63 and 64 in Surah
Ali Imran.
So, brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran. Turn to page 63 first, Ayah 108, and then inshallah we'll go on to the page 64. Let's everybody listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tilka ayatullahi natluha alayka bilhaqq wa ma Allahu yuridu dhulman lil alamin wa lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa ila Allahi turja'ul umur.
Amazing recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah, inshallah ta'ala. So, we'll have a short explanation, the same as our previous sessions, and then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, inshallah, all right?
Yes.
So, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Let me read once. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 108 of Surah Ali Imran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ or ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In Ayah 109, Allah Almighty says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. So, listen. تِلْكَ these are آيَاتُ اللَّهِ. These are the signs of Allah. The symptoms from Allah Almighty. نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. Which we recite to you in truth, O Prophet. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا. And Allah Almighty does not desire any wrong للعالمين for the creatures. Any ظلم, okay? Any oppression. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. And for Allah Almighty is, or to Allah belongs, whatever is in the heavens, سَمَاوَاتِ, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and whatever is in the earth. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And to Allah all matters are returned, right? The return is to Allah Almighty. So, three, four things I want to say, I want to mention. First thing, آيَه. The word ayah means a sign, sign. A sign for something, okay?
Yeah.
Sign for something. Ayat is the plural form. One of the best ways that you can know Allah Almighty better, if you want to know Allah Almighty better, or even you want to improve your knowledge about Tawheed, your beliefs, okay, you strengthen your beliefs, is to look at the signs of Allah Almighty. One of the biggest, one of the most important signs of Allah Almighty is the Quran itself. The creation of the universe, the creation of ourselves, okay, human body. If you look at yourself, the system, the order, the harmony that you see inside your body, the way the systems, the organs, they work together, okay, to keep you alive, that's amazing. That system is amazing, okay? It really needs a designer. Without a designer, without a somebody, a creator, okay, a manager, it doesn't happen that way, right? This is one of the best ways that you can know Allah Almighty. You can at least prove that, yeah, of course, Allah Almighty exists. At least you can prove that you have a creator, right? If somebody does not believe in Allah the way we believe, Muslims, okay, at least he can understand that God exists. And it means that Big Bang is just a false opinion, okay? Yes. It's a false opinion that they have, that the world does not have a creator. It's something wrong. Naturally, our logic does not say this, that automatically the world got created, right?
Yes.
So ayah is the singular form, ayat is the plural form. نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. This book, the Qur'an, these things in the previous verses, or the whole Qur'an, Allah Almighty says to the Prophet, Allah Almighty says, these are the ayat, the signs from Allah Almighty. Okay? نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. This is a truth. So whatever Prophet ﷺ says is a revelation from Allah Almighty. Yes? وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah Almighty will never, okay, be oppressive to someone.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty is fair. He is just, okay, and he doesn't do any unfair things to the human body, the human, okay, beings. And in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And it talks about Tawheed in Tawheedan in
Malikiya.
In Malikiya. Tawheedan Malikiya. Right? Tawheedan ownership.
Yes.
That Allah Almighty owns every single thing we see in the world, in the universe. Right? So guys, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And we all will go back. Right? So one of the Tawheed instances is this, that we have to believe in Tawheedan
Malikiya,
in ownership of Allah Almighty. We have to believe in this. So, that's it. Even if we have things, it's just for some days. Yeah? That's it.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Please refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more information and details. Inshallah, you'll learn more, inshallah. Okay? That's all. Let's move on to the important tajweed rules we'll mention, then we'll have a recitation all together. All right? Tilka ayatullahi natluha alayka bilhaqq. So the first thing we have to mention is the fawat, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and all our brothers and sisters who are listening. You have to pay attention to the short vowels and long vowels. Do not change them. If it is ayat, if you say ayah, ayat, it changes the meaning, yes?
Yes.
Ayat, plural form. Ayah, short, singular form. And also, if you say tilka, instead you say tilka, it changes the meaning. It has another meaning, or it's wrong, right? Ayatullahi natluha. If you say natluha, it's again wrong. Natluha. Stretch the sound. Alayka bilhaq. Right? Bilhaq. If you say it, has another meaning.
Yes.
Alhaq. Malhaq. Wa ma adraka malhaq. It has another meaning. So bilhaq. Haq. Ha. Short vowel. So pay attention to this, okay? Sometimes we make really big mistakes if we do not pay attention. Next point is the heavy letters and light letters. The heavy sounds and light sounds. Hassan, Hussein, Hussein. How do you say ayatullah or ayatullah?
Ayatullah.
Yeah, good job with that light sound. An a sound. Open your mouth to the left and right, right? Horizontally.
Yes.
Right? So, not ayatullah. 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 To Allah, right?
Yes.
So, and the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced how? Heavily or lightly?
Heavily.
Heavily. Why?
Because there is zamma before.
A dhamma sound before. Okay. If you have a dhamma or a fatha right before the word Allah, the letter lam will be pronounced with a heavy sound. Allah, Allah, full mouth. But if you have a kasra sound before,
lightly.
Lightly. La bismillah. Yes?
Yes.
Hu Allah. They are different. So, natluha alayka bilhaq. Haq. When you stop here, qila. Qila tells you, Hassan, what?
You can stop here.
You can stop, but is it better or to continue or better stop? To stop?
Better to stop.
Better to stop, okay. Let's just write the opposite to this.
Sila.
Sila. Sila says it's better to sil wasl. Yeah, continue. Good job. Bilhaq. When you stop here, qalqala. Bounce the sound.
Yes.
Echo the sound.
Yes.
Bilhaq. Good job. Wa mallahu. Again, mallahu. Fatha plus lam. Mallahu heavily. Yuridu dhulman lil alamin. Tanween plus next letter is lam.
Dhulmal.
Dhulmal lil alamin. The next letter is lam. Lam matches the yarmalun letters, which says you have to apply the rule idgham. Merge them, okay?
Without ghunnah.
Yeah, without ghunnah. Zulman lil alamin. Right? Next ayah, walillahi. Look, like bismillahi, billahi. Ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. A sound. Light sounds. Yes?
Yes.
Jim says?
It's just to stop or
continue. It's jais. It's optional. You can stop or continue. That's it. Wa ila Allahi, ila Allahi, Allah, heavy sound. Tur, ra, heavy sound. Tur ja'ul umur. When you stop here, ra, heavy sound. Tafkhimu ra. That's it. Let's practice the recitation altogether. Ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, please listen, inshallah, and practice so that you learn how to recite with tajweed rules. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق
تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق
وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين
وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين
أحسنتم ظلما للعالمين There is no tanwin sound. Merge it with lam. That's what, that was perfect. MashaAllah.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
وإلى الله ترجع الأمور
وإلى الله ترجع الأمور
أمور أحسنت ما شاء الله صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم That's it ما شاء الله ما شاء الله So Alhamdulillah we finished this session Make sure inshallah you practice well Brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, Networks and Brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we had a quick summary of the structure of this holy supplication of Kumail, but there seems to be a further need for explanation and elaboration. Because, as we said, there are four means of recourse in the supplication of Kumail, and we will now talk in details about these four means of recourse which have appeared in this supplication and which actually constitute the second part of it, as we mentioned earlier. So, the first means is Allah's previous goodness, His previous birr and kindness and grace toward His servants. Should there be any shortcoming and flaw in the action and endeavor of a person which keeps him away from Allah, then Allah's previous grace and mercy toward him would intercede with him on his behalf. His previous grace and mercy towards His servants affirms His love and hope for them. This divine love is a means of recourse that one sends forth before seeking his needs from Allah, the Exalted. In case a servant does not deserve Allah's mercy, then His love, subhanahu wa ta'ala, toward him would qualify him to attain His mercy and grace, and would place the servant in the position of being answered.
Allahumma inni as'aluka, Allahumma inni as'aluka, Allahumma inni as'aluka, Allahumma inni أسألك اللهم إني أسألك
اللهم إني أسألك
برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء
اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء
وبجبروتك التي خلقت بها كل شيء
وبجبروتك التي خلقت بها كل شيء
يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا
Imam alayhi salam says in this regard, O you who gave rise to my creation, to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, to the goodness toward me, bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity and your previous goodness to me. He, the Exalted, began first with our creation, our khalq, our remembrance and dhikr, our nourishment, and showed goodness and birr toward us before we even asked Him for that, and without we deserving this goodness and remembrance from Him. If this is the case, then He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is more entitled to do good to us and honor us if we are to pray to Him and ask from Him for all this. And if our wrongdoings and sins obstruct His goodness and mercy, then His love for us would indeed mediate between Him and us and make us subject to His kindness and mercy. The second means, dear listeners, is our love for Him. So the first means was His previous goodness and kindness and grace towards His servants, but the second means is our love for Him. In the first means, the Imam alayhi salam sought recourse to Allah with his love for us, and thereafter seeks recourse to him with our love for him. And this is as effective a means as his love for us. This is because the element of love has a great value and nothing can equal it in the eyes of the beloved. However much we may doubt in our love for something, we cannot doubt in our love for Allah, for his friends and awliya. Love is a commodity that Allah the Exalted never rejects. Love is a commodity which Allah the Exalted never ever rejects. Parallel to this means is our profession of his oneness, our humility before him, our prayers, our prostration, our remembrance of him, and our testimony that he is our Lord, that he is the one who has created us, he is the absolute cause, and he is our Rabb, and we are his servants. However, all these can be summarized in two things: our love for him and our profession of his oneness, his tawheed. And we are confident that love and oneness are two commodities that would never be rejected by Allah, the two things we can never doubt even for a moment. So, seeking recourse to Allah with this means, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Can you see yourself tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your unity? After your knowledge my heart has embraced, your remembrance my tongue has constantly mentioned, your love to which my mind has clung, and after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication humble before your lordship?" Dear listeners, this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says regarding the second means of recourse to the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and He's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have many issues when it comes to be parenting, and children also face a lot of issues. For example, when they are kids, especially I have a seven-year-old who, whenever he goes outside and then after half an hour, he'll come crying home. And when I'll ask what happened, and he'll say, like, that person said this, this person said this, that boy said this, this girl said this. And he's not able to manage things, or I can say simply, not able to defend himself. So can you actually today help me as a mother to deal with my child, how I can help him defend himself when he is out in the society or playing in the playground with other kids?
Yes, that's something which we all face in early days of our lives. And we are also being bullied by people of an elder age, or even by peers who may be stronger as far as their in their maybe bodies. They are, you know, bullies. So we have situations where our children find themselves in an awkward place where they need to defend themselves. So the most important thing is we need to make them feel brave. They need to become brave people. And we need to make them understand what bravery and courage is.
All right.
As we know that courage and bravery is an attribute of our souls, of our inner spirit in our souls, where this equilibrium is developed in the feelings which we have. One of the most important feelings which we have is the instinctive feeling of anger that is there.
Yeah.
Being brave and courage is controlling that anger.
Okay.
It's not being, it's to be being offensive. It's not being, courage is not being something who is able to, you know, hit back.
Yeah.
And it's not being something, it's not that you need to be rude to someone.
Right. So when we are actually teaching our child not to how to defend himself, the first point that you're trying to clear over here is that if someone outside was rude with him, my child should not be rude. His behavior should not be like, he should be defending himself when courage comes in. But his courage does not mean that he also uses that violent behavior, or he also is rude or like starts hitting someone.
Exactly. It should be mostly because of self-defense. If there is any physical contact also, it should be because of self-defense, not of hurting the other person. So number one, bravery and courage. When we see in the life of the of Mawla Ali alayhi salam, when he is on the day of the battle of Khandaq,
all right,
when the enemy, when the foe comes and challenges all the Muslims to come and fight with him.